And welcome to Greenberg News with your host, Brian Greenberg on WNJC 1360 AM. Wrapping up 19 years of broadcasting, and we're still going strong because we bring on really cutting-edge people to Greenberg News. And once again, I think this show today is really, it'll be one for the ages. We have just a great lineup today. Kelly Peterson, low-carb food ambassador. We have with us Dr. Tracy Kemble, leading expert on domestic abuse. And wrapping up, we have with us Leslie Strong to talk about the 10 power tools for creating a winning organization. But first, we bring back our good friend live in studio. She travels all the way from Jackson Hole just to be on Greenberg News. I think that says something. Probably not anything about her mental situation that she should want to do that. God bless her. But anyway, Kelly Peterson, low-carb food ambassador, speaker, mentor. Welcome back to Greenberg News live and in person.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
So, Kelly, was it difficult traveling cross-country? Well, you know, train, plane, bus? You know, did you have to go jogging? Wasn't so difficult making it back here?
Yeah, I have to travel all the way to Greenberg News, but it's my pleasure.
Actually, since you really originally come from Singapore, your trip was even that much further. But but that's great. So now, Kelly, you're our food expert here because, you know, our society, we have a strange society. We're obsessed with diet and food and getting heavier as a nation. What do you think that is, by the way? Where are we failing in our quest for eating right and not getting the results?
Well, I think the food has evolved over so many years that we are eating a lot of sugar and carb in our daily life, and almost every of our meal is high carb, high sugar, and we do really have to look at what is this causing us? What is it that we are doing wrong here? And then, you know, we just have to know that what kind of reaction that our body reacting to the food that we eat.
But I don't understand this. You go to a store, you pick up something. Of course, the supermarket, I know it's geared for people to find all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. But all you have to do is look on the box. I mean, the information is there. Why don't people read what's on the box? I mean, you don't have to be a scientist. All you have to do is look at, well, this is low, high in sugar. And why don't, is it just laziness that people or indifference?
Well, not really laziness. It's just education and the marketing that the box, in the front of the box, it says healthy, it says filled with special vitamins and all that. But
because I think also kind of ties into what you're talking about, I don't know, maybe it began 30, 40 years ago, the whole low-fat craze, that if you bought low-fat food, mm-hmm. that was the ticket to paradise.
Yeah, that's a long story about that, and it's all the low-fat craze that...
Explain what the low-fat is, because it's still heavily marketed. People still think if they buy something low-fat that it's, quote, helping them with their diet, and it's actually doing the opposite.
It is actually doing the opposite. Low-fat food, in actual fact, they remove all the fat in that food, and they actually remove all the tasty. Fat is tasty, so the taste has been removed. Something else has to add in. So in most cases, food that has low fat, they are critically high sugar.
So, and that's why it just confuses me, that whole process about, you know, selection. It just seems it's common sense. So that's why I don't understand why this explosion, you know, people are less active. You know, I just came back, I was in Italy. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple spots where we had a private tour guide. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about who he takes around. And he says very few Americans because they don't like to walk.
That is true.
What is that all about? How could you not go to these countries and not walk and experience? Is there an aversion to getting off one's butt and applying the feet?
Yeah, it's the lifestyle that we have evolved. We just like to drive the car just next to the grocery store's entrance and push the car, walk around.
Well, at least there's walking being done in the supermarket,
yes,
thank God.
Yeah, save the time walking outside just because you've got to walk around the supermarket. But, you know, it's good that we get ourselves more active and all that. And food does, I would say, it's contribute 80% to our well-being.
You know, it's funny you're talking about supermarkets and walking. Now a lot of supermarkets are offering, you know, concierge services. You just go, you send in the, you email the order to them, yes, or online, and they deliver it to you. You don't even get to walk around the supermarket.
Yes, it's true. So the food that we eat and we store, and then with our body, we don't want to move, and we want to walk less and less active. So they all get stored up, and our body just couldn't digest all that food.
So, all right, so we sort of know, all right, so for those people who are aware that these foods are not good, it's, yeah, like, okay, but what do? I'm on the run. I got, you know, very hectic lifestyle, whether it's family or work or other responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And they sort of look at food as just something like they grab somewhere along the way or some fast food place, God forbid. And that's their whole, you know, food lifestyle. So how do you begin, you know, developing a healthy lifestyle so that you can, you know, so you can basically eat properly and feel a lot better as well, of course?
Well, in the first place, using our common sense, we could actually learn that how the food actually reacts in our body. First thing, if we eat carb and sugar, we know that our body just convert them into glucose, and that actually raises our blood sugar. And when blood sugars rise, and our insulin will be elevated. So our pancreas has to work over time to bring the blood sugar down. And over time, you know, if the high carb and high sugar intake, it will be keep abusing. You'll be abusing our pancreas of producing hormones all the time. So by knowing that knowledge, mm-hmm, we should just choose the food that don't elevate our blood sugar and keep our pancreas healthy, keep our insulin level healthy. There are many food that we can choose when we're eating out, even on the run.
Okay, so that's, you've identified the problem. So yes, let's, what's the, I think we're always, but I want to put out a myth, by the way, before we get into the details. Mm-hmm. People think if you don't eat, that you're losing weight. So if you, the absence of putting food into your body for a lengthy period of time is a good thing because, see, I didn't eat, I didn't put food in, therefore I'm losing weight.
Losing weight is only the bonus. So how does your body, is your body being nourished? Is it good vitamins and minerals? Is supporting your cells regeneration? That's the major thing.
But also what happens with the body, when you don't eat for an extended period of time, mm-hmm, it thinks you're starving. So it goes into self-preservation mode.
Yes.
And it starts storing the fats, yes, and starts storing all these bad things.
Yeah.
And actually, you wind up putting on weight as a result.
Yeah, because your metabolism slowed down. The body, right, thought that, you know, there's no more food coming in.
I better preserve what I got.
Yeah, you just preserve it. And the next thing, if you take a bagel, you know, or a bagel. And
or a bagel.
And all the sugar will be all stored in the fat cells. And then your fat cells get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right. And that's not a good thing. Yeah. So, all right. So getting back, like, let's start today. Let's kind of walk people through what a basic, simple, structured food menu that people should have to feel nourished and feel better, because that's the worst thing is you eat and you feel lousy after you eat because you're putting the wrong stuff in your body. So let's start with the breakfast. What's a good, easy way to get, you know, because breakfast, I always thought, mm-hmm, it's the most important meal. You want to need the energy to start your day. It's like putting fuel into the car.
Yeah.
So what's good fuel to put into your body at the beginning of the day?
Breakfast is like breaking your fast after you have a long hours of sleep. So the first thing you want to break the fast is to nourish your body with good fat and protein. You don't want to feed your body with sugar. The first thing, if you eat cereal or toast or even orange juice, you're going to shoot your blood sugar high. And that's how all the reactions will start. So the first thing you want to eat, bacon, eggs.
Bacon. Now, bacon, I hear, you know, it used to be that was taboo. So now, and it's funny, but although my primary doctor, I'll give a little plug out, Dr. Horvitz, says that he subscribes to the caveman diet. Mm-hmm. And he's a big proponent of eating bacon. Because why?
Well, there is this whole hypothesis that fat is bad and all that, which is untrue, which is already proven, medically proven, that it's not true. Fat is good. Good fat is good, of course. Like good fat, like coconut oil, mm-hmm, butter, they are good. Olive oils, they are good. And the body needs it because fat helps to HDL, good cholesterol.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I started eating, you know, bacon maybe 5-6 years ago, and like three times a week, easy.
Yeah.
And I've been active, but I kind of made some adjustments in my diet, like by not eating late, you know, and eating earlier dinner and all that. Uh-huh. And the bottom line, but after eating eggs and bacon easily three times a week, mm-hmm. my cholesterol went down. You know, the bad cholesterol went down and the good, you know, and actually improved.
Yeah, and it's very, very significantly, you can see the result. If one person did just eat more good fat, enough amount of protein, and it eliminates all the starch and sugar for a couple of weeks, or you will see the difference, you will feel the difference. And, you know, within months, you can see that your lipid blood has drastically changed. Your HDL tends to rise, and your triglyceride tends to go way down. It's very predictable.
Mm. So that's basically it. You should eat bacon. Anyway, speak much. Bacon and eggs every day. Is that too often to have it 7 days a week?
Not too often. You can eat bacon and eggs. And eggs, usually I recommend you cook with butter. And you can have a cup of coffee or tea. And the latest trend is that everybody is adding butter in their coffee.
Butter in the coffee?
Yes.
Why is that?
So that you get enough fat in the day.
If I'm having bacon and eggs, doesn't that take care of that fat issue? No?
Well, that is only the start in the day. And if you have another coffee or tea with a tablespoon of butter, you'll be surprised.
This really?
Simple meal will last you hours. You never get hungry until lunchtime.
So, you know, my routine is when I don't eat the bacon and eggs, I'll have a half a cantaloupe and cottage cheese. So that's my, mm-hmm. and that fills me up. And then
cottage cheese is good.
Yeah, you can't eat it alone. So that's why I have it mixed in with the fruit, so to give it some flavor, you know, some
fruit
taste.
Fruit in the morning with breakfast is good. But try to limit only half a cup a day, because fruit itself is fructose, which is also sugar.
Right. So you're saying, which leads me to my snack, which is I typically have a banana in the morning.
No bananas.
No bananas? I love bananas.
Banana is starch. They convert into sugar, too.
Really? But I've been able to, you know, I'm doing okay. So.
Well, if you are an active person, you walk around every day because...
Try to.
Yeah.
And I work out and exercise and all that stuff. So
that
offsets the impact of eating the bananas.
Yes, basically you have to get active and food that nourish your body. So like I say, 80% is about food. 20% is about physical exercise.
Wow. So really, the problem is people think when they talk about diet, that diet means die and eat. Like I'm dying, like I can't eat food, and that's how and people torture themselves for a couple months or whatever, and then they get off, and then all the weight comes back on whatever they lost.
Because it is true. Diet doesn't work.
No.
No, it's a lifestyle change.
Absolutely.
We have to look at it like that we are actually eating better food, a better quality food, better nourishing food, and even more delicious food, compared to just starch, potatoes, rice, and by itself, you have no taste.
Right. So I should put butter in my coffee. I can't go out that far.
Just have to get over the fat fear.
Yeah, well, it's not about that. I just think the whole, I like my coffee without, you know, anything. I mean, other than a little bit of cream.
Yes, cream is good.
Cream? Oh, I'm glad.
Cream.
Heavy cream? Mm-hmm. So not the light cream.
No light cream, no skim milk.
Really? Why is that?
Again, they remove the fat, so sugar is added to give flavor to the milk.
So I should not be drinking fat-free so I'm a little bit lactose intolerant, so mm-hmm. I have to drink that milk, but I should get lactose intolerant whole milk. Mm-hmm. But then it tastes too heavy. I don't know. It doesn't taste right.
Heavy cream is better.
Yeah, heavy cream.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing then. That's
a good thing.
Really?
Otherwise, you can try almond milk.
Okay. Almond milk, that sounds...
Yeah, I prefer heavy cream, the creamier, the tastier.
Yeah, exactly. Then it really brings out the flavor in coffee. Yeah. So that's more than... So you can do cream instead of butter in your coffee.
Yes, of course.
Okay, just
start
making...
with cream.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, we're good there. All right, so we covered breakfast. So what's a good snack then for moving in? You know, you get hungry late in the morning, you want to just give yourself a little something. What's good?
Most of the time, if you eat well during breakfast, you won't get hungry. But if you do feel like you need to munch something, go for nuts, almond, pecan.
Any kind of nuts.
That is good. And cheese is good. You can munch on cheese.
Okay. But I find actually when I eat cheese at night, like if I have something that's with cheese, I put it on the weight the next day. But if I eat cheese in the morning, obviously it's better because I'll have like a cheese in my omelet and I'm okay then. Mm-hmm. But if I eat cheese at night, more than likely I'll have like a pound or something the next day. Why is that?
It depends on how much you eat during dinner. And if you eat well during dinner, you don't really need snacks before your bedtime.
So right. It's not about snack. I'm talking about, because I might eat Italian. But Italian, I like their mozzarella cheese with tomatoes. But that, I eat that, I'll have like a pound or two on me the next day.
The next morning?
Yeah, the next morning. That puts weight on me. So it's by eating cheese at night. So
realize that when you eat cheese at night.
Yeah, that's the impact it has.
Yeah, everybody is different. So right. We have to actually find out what is our individual tolerance level with carb, sugar, protein, including protein, and fat. So also depends on activity level. Mm-hmm. And there's always a way to find out individually. There's no one plan for all.
Right.
But knowing the basic that sugar, how does it react, and what is protein and fat for, that is good basic to start with. I have a free ebook that is on my website that people can just...
Well, don't keep it a secret. What is your first of all, what's your website and what's the ebook?
My website is cookinginspiredbylove.com.
Cookinginspiredbylove.com. That's L-O-V-E, correct?
Yes, okay. L-O-V-E.
.com. Yes. Once you get there to cookinginspiredbylove.com, what happens?
You will see a free handbook that is called Easy Low Carb Solution. You can download that book, and in the book, I have instructions that how do you find out your individual tolerance level by calculating what's the build and how much protein and how much fat and how much carb you should be trying to eat. And then you adjust from there and also your body.
Well, that's great. So, all right, so we covered there. So now we're moving into lunch. Mm-hmm. So what's a good, I like to get wraps, like chicken wrap or turkey wraps. And I know what about the wraps obviously have processed. So that's not so good. That's not such a good thing, I guess. See, I can't go without that. I tried going without not eating any bread, any carbs, and I get headaches and all that. So I need to have some. That's the time of day when I eat my carbs, as far as the bread.
And the more carb you eat, the more carb your body needs because your body will be functioned by searching for glucose. But the more fat you eat, the more fat your body will be searching and burning fat for energy.
So you want to put your body on a good search, not a bad search.
Yes, it's your choice. Everybody has a choice.
Right.
You can use glucose as energy or you can use fat as energy. And it's for us to train our body. So whatever you eat more, your body is going to search more.
Gotcha. Okay, so that makes sense. Okay, so we're going now into lunchtime. So what's a good lunch? I told you what I do. What do you recommend?
I would have a decent portion of protein, depending on your bill, again, based on the calculation. And then you can have a slice of vegetable. You can have a cup of soup, chicken soup. And you can have...
Let me stop you about the soup. I always found soup to be heavily in salt. You know, maybe oftentimes it's prepared that way. So, and I don't like it. That just it turns me off. But like that, but often it's prepared so heavily with salt and all that.
Often they are, especially commercial made salt.
Right.
But there are certain places the soup are not very salty.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if we are eating low carb,
right,
there is no concern about having a little more salt because your body doesn't retain water.
Right.
Salt doesn't stay in your body. It actually just flushes through the kidney.
Well, then maybe when I eat, I know why I'm putting weight on. If I have potato chips that have salt or I have a soft pretzel, which I love. You don't have pretzels at your way, but yeah, regular pretzels. But in Philly, Philadelphia, have you tried a soft pretzel since you've been in Philadelphia?
No.
I guess you wouldn't do it. Never mind.
Not in my radar.
Not in your radar. Okay. Well, for experience, you might. It's one of the delicacies in Philadelphia. But anyway, same deal. When I eat potato chips and all that, oftentimes I'll have that same impact where I'll put weight on me the next day or so.
Yeah, because potato chips are starch.
Yes, is that what it is? And I figure it's also the salt as well. It's not the salt.
It's the starch that actually create all this happening that you retain the salt. But if there's no starch, the salt doesn't retain in the body.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So we're good there. Afternoon snack. We're good. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you, the listener, will have the means to have a healthy life. Okay, so let's talk about afternoon snack. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend there?
The same thing, afternoon snack. You can have cheese and you can have nuts or you can have avocado. And some people, they like to bring around like a hard-boiled eggs. You can still do that.
Even after having eggs for breakfast, you would have a hard-boiled egg in the afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, low-carb love eggs.
Yeah?
And you can eat as many eggs as you think you want to eat.
Really? There's no limitation? Not like the...
No.
And the myth of clogging your arteries. I know
that is all not true.
Not true.
Not
wow.
True. Yeah.
This is what they teach you. But of course, that's the government. This is what they tell you today.
Yeah.
So, okay, it's interesting. So you can have as much eggs. The other thing I heard, I guess avocado has a lot of fat in it, right?
Yes, avocado. Or sometimes in the afternoon, I feel like I need something. I will just pull into a coffee place and ask for a cafe brave. A brave means you make the coffee with half and half milk.
Okay. Half and half milk. Okay. This is not a Starbucks because they have 19 milk.
Starbucks,
yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Starbucks or any other coffee shop
gotcha.
In town. They can make you a brave.
A brave, okay.
Yeah, which is coffee that makes with half and half and okay. with no sugar added.
Cool.
And it's really good.
All right, sounds good. All right, so now last, dinner time. Mm-hmm. All right, so how do we end up the day?
The dinner?
When should uh-huh. dinner be eaten?
Preferably, you eat maybe 6 or 7 o'clock.
Not later than that.
Three hours before you sleep.
Okay, that's the bum.
Yeah.
Because like the Europeans, they eat like at 10 o'clock at night.
But they party the whole night.
Exactly.
They don't go to bed
that early. Yes, true. Yeah, so that's different. I guess it's like 4 o'clock for them or something.
Yeah.
But okay, it's enough with the Europeans. So, all right, so now, so getting back, so what's a good dinner menu to have? Chicken and fish, I gather?
Chicken, fish, any kind of protein, meat.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned meat. Is there some meats like hamburgers? How about a hamburger? Is there a lot of fat in it? Is that good or bad, hamburgers?
The more fat, the better.
So hamburgers are good then?
Yeah, preferably if you make the hamburger at home. It's better than the frozen processed hamburger that you really don't know what's in it.
Because actually, I've been by the way, I take it French fries are not good, right?
No.
Okay, they're not. There's nothing.
Those are starch.
Starch, nothing good about them.
There's nothing you will miss in starch.
Okay, so nothing to go after.
No.
Oh, how about like sushi, by the way? What's your thoughts of sushi with, wrapped with, brown rice or something? Oh, brown rice mm-hmm. versus white rice. What's your thoughts
They're
on that?
They're the same. This is just starch. Brown rice is nothing really
There's
better.
Nothing improved. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a myth.
It's a myth. Brown rice has this still very high starch and it's still as bad as white rice.
And that's why when I eat it, the next day I could have a pound or so from eating the sushi. Which
yeah,
I
the combination, think. Maybe you thought that you eat cheese should be good, but maybe you would have some other starch that goes with and that's the reason. Yeah, so if you eat sushi, personally I eat sashimi.
Sashimi, right, because that's why it's just
sashimi
strictly.
Is just the fish. Or
right.
I usually would request the chef to roll a sushi with no rice. And in fact, that's better because they add more ingredient in the roll and you
right.
just eat the sushi with no
so
rice.
So when they make a roll, tell them not to put rice in. Mm-hmm. So that forces them mm-hmm. to make a bigger
mm-hmm.
roll.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good tip. I'll have to remember that because I just figured that's what it is. So they'll be forced to give me more.
Yes.
They're not going to give me the same size.
They give you a little more of the ingredient because they have to roll it up.
Okay,
somehow,
I see. So in order to make it, they got to. Oh, that's a great tip. Okay, so mm-hmm. we're getting back to. Oh, we're almost
dinner.
Getting back to dinner. Wrapping up dinner. What's the final step there?
Yeah, basically a portion about 3 or 4 ounces of protein, and then with some vegetable. Vegetable is good. All the vegetable is green leafy, is good. And have a cup of soup and have a glass of wine.
And then you're good to go.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Kelly Peterson, give her a plug for your website.
Yes, my website is cookinginspiredbylove.com.
And get her free book on how to eat.
Yes. The free book is on my website, and it is called Easy Low Carb Solution. You can download it for free.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a break. Kelly's agreed to be my co-host for the rest of the day. It's so nice of her. And we're going to take a brief break. Be right back after these messages. Great job, Kelly.
Thank you.
And we'll take a quick break.